Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Good afternoon, guys, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. Or you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's topic, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will give you airtime for sure. That's what I'm here for, right? Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty, for all of your tax or accounting needs. Called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770 732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, let's do this. Right now, Right now, we're looking at 41 degrees in the ATL. It's going to be a low tonight of 37, okay? Low tonight, 37. High tomorrow, 48. Low, 28. High on Wednesday, sunny, 46. Low, 25. High on Thursday, 54. Low, 33. Friday, you have 63. Low, 51. Saturday, rain and 65, okay? So, you know, the weather's looking like fall again instead of coming up on springtime, right? So that's it. That's your forecast for the next few days. So grab that and get you. You guys, please put on jackets and hats, whatever you need just to stay warm. You don't have to necessarily bundle up. But you do need a jacket and a cap to cover your head and stay warm, because this is the season where it's easily, you can easily get sick. So watch out for that. All right. And let's see. Today's word of the day is irenic. Irenic. I-R-E-N-I-C is pronounced irenic. Irenic is an adjective, and it means favoring, conducive to, or operating toward peace, moderation, or conciliation. All right? So that's irenic. You can grab that, put it in your vocabulary, use it however you want. That's your word of the day. All right? And again, guys, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call in, listen live to the show. And you can also, if you'd like to be on the air to make a comment or give your opinion, you can definitely press the number one on your keypad. And that will let me know that you'd like to be on the air for your comment or opinion. Please do so. I love to hear from you guys, whether it's, you don't even have to call in to talk about today's episode. You can call in and say, Frank, I listen to your show every day, whenever I can, and this and that, this and that. I just want to say hello, man. Bye. You know what I'm saying? Hey, people do that, right? People do that. Appreciate that. So again, if you guys, listen to the show now, you know that on Wednesday, we have a contest, which is you'll get a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and an armband if you know the word of the day. And I usually use a word from the past 5 or 6 days that I've had a show. So if you listen to the show on a daily basis, write down these words. I mean, you don't have to know the meaning or whatever. Just write down these words. And then on Wednesday at 6:10 p.m., 6:10, I will ask you guys for one of the words of the day. And if you can answer that question before the end of the show, I give you all the way to the end of the show, then you get a Frank Williams t-shirt and an armband. All right? So go for it. And remember, today's word of the day was irenic, I-R-E-N-I-C, irenic. All right? Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the show, guys. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show now, and welcome, guys. And let's go ahead and kick off today's show. So here we go. Now, today's episode is entitled, Why do some women want male friends? And then, now, some women just hate on one another. Y'all with me? And so we're going to kind of analyze this crucial topic from top to bottom. And, you know, and believe me, guys, if you want to call in, please do call in and press number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the show, and you can give your comments or your opinions about today's topic. Now, the reason I did this, the reason I'm doing this topic is because I was sitting with my wife and one of her friends. And I asked the question of why do women, you know, hate on each other so much? It's like we don't hate on each other. You know, we love on each other. Well, you know, that's not true at all. Well, I won't say that's not true. It's not true for some women, a lot of women. I notice it all the time. I live in a household with three other women. So I notice it all the time. You see these women on TV shows, in the mall, whatever. And when they see them, they immediately go to the negative. Y'all women, they immediately go to the negative. You know, they see them. And I think it's probably purely because, you know, they look good. Okay? They look good. And women, one thing about women, they don't like to be outshined. Okay? They don't like to be outshined by, especially, another woman. If you go to a... take for instance, you go to a house party, okay? You go to a house party and you know the host, okay? You know the host. You and your girlfriend, not you and your wife, but you and your girlfriend. Y'all go to this house party, and you know you come in and they say, "Oh, go on down to the basement. We're jamming down there." You go down to the basement and you're walking around, kind of looking around. And of course, men, okay, because it's just the way we're made up. Men, you know, we're going to look at these women. You know, we may not be looking at them to say anything or try to get them out on a date or see if you can get to know them better or try to get their phone numbers. You know, we're not doing that. We just kind of sitting back in the cut looking. And, you know, when we look, right? And I know it's a lot of women listen to the show. I understand. And when we look, when men look, we like, man, now she fine. Now she, that one right there, she fine. And then you're like, that one right there, she look like she's 17, you know, and that one right there, she older, but man, she look good. She been keeping herself together, right? You turn it around the other way, and the your girlfriend or the girl you brought or whatever, she's doing the exact same thing that you're doing. She's looking at she's looking at the guys in the room. You know, y'all may have broken up when you may have gone over here to get a beer or whatever. She may be over here talking to her friend who invited y'all to the party, and she's looking. She's watching. She's looking at these guys, and she's saying the same thing that we were saying about the women. Man, now he's fine. Man, look at his shoulders. Oh, he's got his... I like that haircut he's got. You know, all kinds of stuff, right? Going through their heads. Okay? But when they see another woman, okay, you may be over here and you may be trying to get a beer and she may be at the bar and y'all may strike up a conversation. You might just say hello to her. Hey, how you doing? And then she says something and she say, oh, how you doing? Yeah, you know, because there are some other women in there who may be single, who may have come alone, who are looking, right? So she said, hey, how you doing? And, you know, you may strike up a little conversation with her, yada, yada, right? Now, if it was a female sitting there at the bar, and she looked like, you know, the bottom of my shoe or something, I may not say anything to her. She may speak, I may speak, yada, yada, but that's it. You know, that's it. But some of these women, you know, they may look like the bottom of your shoe, but they're really, truly, truly great girls. Great girls. And they got a nice body, but they may not look just the way she looks. Right? And then your woman or your girlfriend or whatever, she's sitting over there in the cut with her friend and she watching you. And she say, oh, he over there, he done struck up a conversation with Miss Bottom of the Shoe. Look at her hair. Oh, man, look at that dress she got on. Why she wearing those tore up jeans? You know, look at the shoes she got on. I mean, they'll go from head to toe, just cutting this girl up, cutting her up. And that's the way women do. And they say that, you know, a lot of women say, you know, why do some women only want male friends? Because they say, you know, if you got the males aren't as shady, maybe, as these women. Or they want a male friend because, you know, they're not going to stab me in my back when I turn around. Or you want a male friend because, you know, I just get along better with guys, and a lot of them have male friends who are gay, right? Now I know why they hang with the gay guys, because they, you know, they prissy and they soft and everything, just like they are, right? And they hang with them because they like the same stuff that they like, right? But the women. The women, okay, it's a constant struggle, woman to woman. It's a constant struggle, because if she's a good looking woman, and then you're talking to a good looking woman, and then you got a good looking woman that came with you. I mean, you know, women will fight over a man, right? And some men will fight over a woman, but eight times out of ten, these women are fighting each other over a man. I guess it's because they don't have a whole lot to choose from. It's so many more women in Atlanta than men. It's just totally, utterly ridiculous. If some of these country boys would come up from like LaGrange or somewhere over in Alabama or Columbus or Macon or even come from, you know, f- from north, from Hall County, way up in Duluth somewhere, if they come down here and hit Atlanta, man, they have a field day. Because these women are they fighting so hard against each other that sometimes they can't even see that man for looking at that other woman. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. We're talking about some women. Why do some women only want male friends? They say that males don't keep up a lot of drama. A lot of drama. But these women, they keep up drama. Classic example. I don't know if you guys watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the new show. The first one just started last week, and they got another one coming on tonight. If you want to see drama, if you want to see women who hate other women that may look good or whatever, you got to watch that show. Because that's their problem, is they hate that other woman. Because it's, and you know why? Because usually in this game that they're in this industry that they're in, their man is running around sleeping with someone else. And it might be her. And you sitting right there in the party, or you in the club with the girl that's been sleeping with your man. Y'all with me? And I've always said, I did a show just last week about the, you know, single men have 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times. 3 to 5. 3 to 5 women in their stable at all times. And then you turn it on the flip side, these women, they've got 2 or 3 men in their stable at all times. So when I asked the question the other day on the show, I asked if a woman came up to you. Let's say you're in the lobby of a hotel at the bar, and you're having your beer. You know, you may be watching the TV or whatever in the bar, and you're having your beer. And then this young lady walks over to you, and she says, "Excuse me, anyone sitting here?" And no, nobody's sitting there. You can sit down. And she sits down, and then she says, "I noticed you from across the room. You're a great-looking guy to me. You know, can I buy you a drink?" Well, hell yeah, you can buy me a drink. Buy me a drink. So she asked the bartender, "Give me whatever he's drinking and give him another one." Okay? Now, here's the kicker. Here it comes. So she asked, "Okay, Frank, like I said, I saw you from across the room, good looking guy to me. Would you mind going out on a date with me?" I'm like, "Going out on a date with you?" She's like, "Yeah, I'd like to go out on a date with you." And I'm thinking, what's happening here? And then she says, "But I just wanted to let you know that I'm already dating 2 other guys. She's already dating 2 other guys. So immediately, what does that tell me? That, you know, it not only tell me she dating 2 other guys, but it tell me she want to date 3 guys. Now, she want to date those 2 guys and me. So what am I thinking? I'm thinking that, hey, she dating 2 other guys. Man, she looks good, man. She got up just a minute ago and went to the restroom, and she had on this dress that was fitting so tight. I had to bite my lip. So I, you know, so what I'm saying is, I said, hey, you're dating two other guys and you asking me to go out? What these other guys gonna think? Well, I don't care what they think. I like what I see right here, and I'd like to go out on a date with you. So all I'm saying is that I'm not going to turn her down, right? I'm going to go out on a date with her. You're going to take her somewhere, not nothing huge, you know, not where you got to spend a lot of money, but somewhere we can go and have a nice little sit down, maybe get a little bite to eat, and be able to talk. I ain't gonna take her to the club because, you know, you go to the club and you can't hear a damn thing you're saying to somebody. You know, you're screaming to the top of your voice. Hey, and you're leaning over right in her ear and you're screaming, hey, what you doing after this? Come on, man. So you take her somewhere real, you know, not just quiet, but you take her somewhere where she can hear you talk and you can hear her talk. And y'all kind of get to know each other. That's a date. All right? But I'm also thinking that, hey, she dating two other guys. Now, if I really like this chick, I think I can move in there and knock those two guys out the box. I'll be number one, and those two guys might, you know, she may throw rocks at them the next couple of weeks from now. So, but reality is that she got two other guys she dating, but reality is I got two or three women that I'm dating as well already. I was already dating two or three women before I met her. Right? And so when I would, you know, when I asked this question to a friend of mine, she was like, no, I don't want to go out with a guy who already dating two other women. Man, why not? If you're looking for a relationship, you're looking for a relationship, and this nice looking guy come to you and sit down next to you, just like I was sitting down at the bar, you're sitting down at the bar, and he come in and ask you, hey, I saw you from across the room. I just wanted to come over and say how beautiful you are. And if, you know, I don't know if you're dating someone or you're living with someone or whatever, but man, you're a good looking lady and I'd like to take you out on a date. But I want to let you know that I've got two other women that I'm dating as well. So she's going to be like, no, she's going to kick me to the curb immediately, right? When in reality, she's got two other guys that she's dating as well. Unless she just, you know, being celibate, she's not dating nobody, not doing anything. And that's highly unlikely, right? Just like it's highly unlikely for the guys. Single men have two or three women, three to five women in their stable at all times. And when you think about it, if you're married or if you're dating someone right now, whatever. When y'all met, she may not have told you she was dating someone else. He may not have told you he was dating someone else because he didn't want you to know because he was scared that you were going to say, nah, I don't want to go out on a date with you. You already got two women. So you didn't tell her. So now you got to tip around until she, if you go out on more than one date, until she finds out that she's not the only one that you're dating. Then it's going to be a problem. Right? So that's what I was telling my young lady. I said, you know, if he didn't tell you, if he tried to hide it, you'd rather him hide it from you and you find out later. You find out later because he didn't tell you, and then maybe between then and now, y'all have had a great couple of dates, and now, you know, you may have even slept with the guy after a month or something from dating. And once you, then when you slept with him, and then you all emotional, and now you find out that he's dating two other women. Now you're mad. Now you're upset. Yeah, I'm going to be upset. Yeah. I know you're going to be upset. But why would you be upset if he came straight out and told you that he was dating two other women when y'all first met? I think that gives her the opportunity to say, nah, I don't want to deal with this guy. Or it also gives her the opportunity to say, man, he just coming, he being straight up with me. I think he being straight up with me. He honest guy. I'm going to go out on a date with him. You know, what the hell? You know, who knows where it may go from here. But in reality, she has a couple of guys that she's dating as well. And because of that, and because you see so many women out there, because there's so many women in Atlanta, so many more women in Atlanta than there are men, is that there aren't enough men to go around. So the single guys, we have to juggle 3 to 5 women at a time. You know, it's like getting your share, right? Getting your share. Don't leave your shares on the table. Get your share, guys. Women, get your share. Get your share. Because if you're dating somebody and then you go out here to you're going to Home Depot to get to buy a damn leg for my table. I'm just going to Home Depot to see if I can find a leg or something for my table. Or I'm going to Home Depot to get me some light bulbs. And then you see this fine woman in there. She by herself. She just walking. She walked right in the store. You saw her. She just walking alone. And the next thing you know, boy, she done got on the aisle where I am. Then I move on down closer to where she is and say, hey, how you doing? And then the next thing you know, I'm doing great. How are you? Well, I can't seem to find my light bulbs that I'm looking for. Did you find what you were looking for? She's like, nah, I hadn't found it either. And you just strike up a conversation with them. I mean, you never know. When you leave out of Home Depot, you may have a phone number in your phone. You may have a date. You never know. You never know. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of being single. I don't want to be single no more. I don't. I don't want to be single. I've been married now for 25 years. 28. I'm sorry. 28 years. I said 25. I hope my wife not listening. But I've been married for 28 years now. I don't want to go through the dating thing anymore. If I have to, I have to. But I don't want to. Okay? Done with that. Yeah, plenty of women out there my age and a little bit younger and a little bit older. Plenty of them out there. But I'm not interested in looking for them. If I run into them, fine. But I'm not looking for them. And there are guys out there who are my age, single, who are out there dealing with this stuff and running with these women and trying to juggle these women. You know, got to watch his phone at all times. Can't leave it laying around somewhere because she might find it. She might get a hold of it. Someone might call. And that's the stuff that I don't want to deal with. Hey guys, I thank you all for listening to the show. It's been really entertaining for me. I don't know about you, but it's really been entertaining for me. I'm sorry about the couple of people who were trying to get on the show and couldn't. Well, I probably could have gotten you on the show, but I'm out of time now. So hopefully you guys come back tomorrow or call back tomorrow, and I promise you I'll get you on the show. But it's time to go. I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to tell you guys, keep doing what you're doing. You told these 3 to 5 women, then that means that you got something going and you know the game. Hey guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you. Be careful, guys, out there.
Wait. 3.
Come on.
In a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the outside. Hey. Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
So where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day, we still tried to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember. We used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left. Wait, and you already know. Parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby. I've been on the road. I'm getting money, cause I gotta do the show. Yeah. Go tell her that I'm home, and tell her I can't talk on the phone, cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a